Lifestyle Production.
It's Lux Live. I got my guy Jared here with me.
What's up? What's up?
You know, we got Deformant in the building. It's nothing but litness every time you tune into Lux Live. So let's talk about what's going on. What you got going on, Jared? What you got going on?
Man, I ain't got shit going on. Let's talk about what's going on in this media, though.
It's so freaking much. Let's talk about the shutdown. The shutdown.
The government shutdown?
The government shutdown.
Man.
It's crazy. It's been, 30 days now since the government shut down?
Look, hey, I don't even know too much about what's going on. I'm going to keep it real. All I know is I need my money on time.
And that's it. Cause you feel me? Period.
Really going through shit.
Struggling. Not making it. And you saw, how y'all feel about Kanye?
Kanye.
With Trump. How'd it make you feel?
That's that man business. You feel me? I ain't going to vote for Trump. I'm not finna sit down and just talk to this man like that. That ain't got nothing to do with
what's the point? Do you feel like Kanye really, trying to get in that office,
I feel like he really just, I think any publicity is, good publicity. So
for him, I can see that.
If you finna go talk to the president of the United States, you feel me?
Everybody
gonna
see
finna tune into that and watch that.
Everybody. It's something you're not gonna miss. From Kanye, we going into Soulja Boy. You saw Soulja Boy on The Breakfast Club. He had a message to
Drake.
Kanye.
Drake?
Not Drake.
Y'all, excuse me. We got a couple producers behind the cameras that you know they really fuck with Drake. So
yeah. So you know we got to be easy about what we say. But I'm not gonna lie, Soulja Boy not lying. What he was talking about on The Breakfast Club was his song "Pretty Boy Swag," and the line was "Tell me what's really going on." But he shares that same line with Drake. So he's saying that Drake basically owes his career to him. And I ain't gonna say he lying.
I don't feel like he owes his career to him, but you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you taking Soulja Boy bars, then you know what I'm saying, he got the right to feel the way he feel.
Yeah. Somebody once said, good artists borrow, great artists steal.
Yeah.
So, a lot of, the top rappers in the game right now, don't just think that they just original and, creative as fuck.
They are, but at the same time,
they taking something from somewhere.
Yeah.
You feel me? So,
but it's a way of kind of, paying homage to the artist that you're taking it from. You saying, I feel like that was dope. I feel like you a dope rapper. I like your bars. Let me take that.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
You feel me? But I think, in all actuality, Soulja Boy, he just really won't, he just won his credit.
Yeah.
And you feel me?
He definitely deserves it.
A lot of people done tried to shut him off for so many years.
Yeah.
He was fuck all that. I need mine.
Yeah, he was giving us the kiss me through the phone. That was FaceTime. That was before we really got into FaceTime like that. After that, we was on it. What was that? Dun, 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 to be a soldier girl. That was everybody's song when we was in middle school. You cannot play. Soulja Boy been giving it to us. And then that show he was just on Complex, they tried to play this man so hard.
Hey, that's their job.
Why you got so many businesses? Who doesn't want businesses?
But Soulja Boy been pulling our receipts. You feel me?
He
pulling our receipts on them
every
now.
Single time. Soulja Boy's not one you gonna play with.
Right.
He letting you know. He got the games out right now. He got music. He's writing samples for people. He's on. I'll give it to him.
How you feel about this, man?
If that's what he said, that's what he said. I don't know. Soulja Boy had some songs back in the gap, but at the end of the day, them songs about 10 years old. You ain't just gonna come out and be talking about, Soulja Boy, tell him, you feel me?
Yeah.
Soulja Boy, ain't nobody listening to that.
Just don't act like, you know what I'm saying, when you at a family function, then that bitch come on.
You'll be lit.
You feel me? What you finna do?
Soulja Boy,
You finna be like, oh shit, you know what I mean? I'm finna, you know.
Every
you,
time. Like, you're not gonna hit that, know that.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm just gonna give me something neat. You know? I mean, we had a family fun, and I'm finna go give me something neat. I'm not finna crank nothing. You feel me? Like, but that's just me though. You feel me? I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm not cranking nothing.
But I
so
can
you
say,
saying niggas out here too old to be cranking that?
Man, I'm telling you, bro. I remember, man, back in the gap, we was what that was, like fifth grade, sixth grade, something like that. Yeah. We was in the choir, you feel me? We cranking that song for everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? In the school, like, I'm not doing that no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm you know what I'm saying? We passed that. But I mean, if Soulja Boy, if that what he said, that what he said.
So who do y'all feel like had the biggest comeback in like 2018, 2019.
Probably Meek.
Yeah.
Meek came out of jail and dropped damn near, like a number one album.
I ain't gonna lie though, but Kodak.
I'm fucking with Kodak.
Okay, I can be with Kodak. But y'all playing like, I'm gonna say local, Megan Thee Stallion. Sis really came out.
All my life, she really doing her thing out here.
For sure. Like y'all don't sleep on these women. Like they coming hard.
They, you know what I'm saying? She taking care of business. You feel me?
Yeah. But she signed a 300.
I ain't gonna lie though. I don't really be listening to all of me, but like I only listen to certain people anyway.
So what's on your playlist?
I'm gonna listen to Gates.
Okay.
Really, I'm gonna listen to just what I like. You feel me? I ain't just gonna say, but I'm gonna say Gates because that's who I listen to the most.
That's your go-to.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I listen to different people, but I ain't gonna lie. Me personally, I ain't finna download no Megan Thee Stallion. You feel me? But
Like if you come across a song, like, all right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not saying she not hard, but I think that's more for women. Like, I'm not finna just have her.
But you
kind of
appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
You
ain't finna be a real, can't nobody freak like me.
You feel me? I ain't just, like, when I'm gonna play that in the car by myself?
You might. I could play Megan Thee Stallion. I know I'm a woman. I know that. But y'all can listen to her. You could pick a song. Sis got a whole bunch of them. That's pretty cool. I mean, listening to it in the car.
I wasn't listening to that shit. I'm just saying.
If she come on the radio or something, I don't really listen to the radio much, but if she come on the radio or something, I ain't going to just change the song. I'm going to listen to it.
Because keep it G, hey, bad, that big old freak, hey, like, yeah. I hear like, it's like big some type of, it's a treat. Houston beat in that, and I was like, yeah, she fucking with that, like that. Yeah. The culture, like the wave, you feel me? So like,
hey, but real talk though, shout out to 1501
for shit. Yeah, show.
Cause we really locked in with them boys, you know what I'm saying? They really keep it 100 with my brother and my partners. Them, you feel me? They reached out to me a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? And they just been 100. And
make sure y'all tap in 1501 certified.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they really, so shout out to the 1501 team. You feel me? You know,
I see you rap a little bit. I'm seeing you kind of nibble and dabble. You nibble and dabble.
I play with it.
Okay. So when did that start? Is that something new? You've been doing it? What's that?
Man, to be honest, you know, my partner, my brother, you know, they take it serious. They really be rapping and, you know, trying to do something with it. So sometimes I get in the booth and I might play, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm very competitive. So, you know what I'm saying?
I get in the booth and
I'm trying to come harder than them. You know what I'm saying? But it's really just to motivate them and just kind of see where I'm at, you know?
But look, though, a lot of athletes are making money off of, you know what I'm saying,
music.
Just going in a booth and playing. Yeah. I mean, Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I mean, the list could go on. I mean, them just like the only two niggas
I
know.
But. I don't think I'm really trying to come out with no album or nothing. You know, we finna drop an audio mixtape soon. So, you know, that's the game. We're going to drop an audio mixtape soon with my brother and, you know, T-Wave and, you know, some of them other cats. You know what I'm saying? In the click. And the thing is, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might hit me on one of the tracks.
So what can we expect from that track? Like, what are you giving? Like, what you talk about? Man, what goes on in D's mind?
Man, it just really depends. You know, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I'm really more of a, you know what I'm saying, they make the chorus, they make the song, and I just hop on it.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of the feeling, whatever they do, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna get on there and talk how I talk, but... I mean, my brother, Troy, they got a lot of music, and they, you know what I'm saying? We were just talking the other night about, you know, when we want to, you know, start putting a project out and, you know, picking a song that we want to go on there. Because I'm like, man, we can't drive nothing trash. You
feel me?
We got too many people with, you know what I'm saying, with faces and names. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm putting the IDM brand, if we're going to put the IDM brand out like that, then we're going to do it the right way. We ain't, you know what I'm saying? We can't come half stepping. We got to come all the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let's get into these topics. We got to move into them because it's something serious that I feel like we all need to talk about. Relationships. Mm-hmm. So how do y'all feel like moving into a relationship with the new person? How quick is it? How long does that time frame when you know, like, this who I want to be with? I need to know, guys.
I got my ideas or whatever, I want to hear you first. What you got to say?
Really shit, just like, I don't know, like, I mean, this is a girl I've been messing with for, like, a long time, you feel me?
Okay, babe.
And I think that, like, you know what I'm saying, she hold it down, like, you feel me? But y'all know, like, she made me wait so long to hit. So long, and, like, to me, I'm like, oh, damn, I mean, it must be worth something. Like, if a female can, like, actually hold out, I mean, like, it's worth something. Like, something is there to me. But, like, going into a relationship, shit. I'm not finna just say, all right, you know what I'm saying, you my gal, just so I can fuck. You feel me?
Okay.
So it's gonna take, like, you know what I'm saying, I gotta be rocking with you for at least about 4 months.
So it take 4 months. So if she wanted, like, you to wait months. Them 4 months to have sex, that's cool.
No.
Why not? I saw that on Facebook the other day. Like, why not? If you get into a relationship with a woman, she lets you know, like, look, I'm trying to be abstinent, I'm not doing it.
I'm not trying to go for none of that shit. I mean, like, look, a month or two, all right, I'll try to stick it out. You feel me?
Oh my god.
You feel me? If I'm vibing with you, like, if your vibe just off and, like, you trying to hold out on the pussy, like, I'm not finna wait that month or two. But, like, if I feel like you worth it, I'll wait that month or two.
But what if it's not a month or two?
Like, what you talking?
Until she's ready. It could be a month or two. It could be 6. It could be a year. Would you wait that year for that woman?
They ain't waiting on no pussy for nothing.
D, are you waiting that year for that woman?
I'm gonna wait.
A year? If that's what she needs.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't wait no year. That's too long. You feel me?
You waiting six months?
I ain't gonna say 6 months, but four, maybe four. I probably wait.
You wait four.
If I really like you, I probably wait four. But I ain't gonna lie though, I'm gonna still be dropping it off or something.
Oh my god!
I ain't gonna lie. But look,
why
but look,
you gotta do that? Look, why because, you just gotta be because, faithful to her?
Because, nah, because look, at the end of the day, like, If we ain't having sex, we ain't together anyway. You feel me?
What does sex?
We not gonna be together if we ain't having sex. I'm just being real because at the end of the day, I know how I am, and I know, you know what I'm saying. This, you know, I've been really cutting up since I bought. I've been cutting up for like a long time. You feel me? Like, I think my first was like when I was like 11. You
know, 11?
No cap. Like, I ain't even like no cap.
I feel
so
you.
Like, my whole thing is, it's just hard for me to, you know what I'm saying, sit out here and just say, you know, I'm gonna just wait, and I don't even know what I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna wait. If I like you, if the vibe good, then I'm gonna wait. I'm not gonna force you to do nothing. I don't got to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why you feel like you don't got to? Like,
why you out here feeling like you just ain't got?
Like,
I'm gonna just say this. You know what I'm saying? I really ain't no cocky dude, but dude, I mean, you know what's going on.
I got bad boy swag. I got pretty boy swag like Soulja Boy.
Not like Soulja Boy. But y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all know what's going on. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just being in. First of all, people always say, like, oh, because you do this, you do that, you play football, whatever. They feel like that's what attracted girls. Like, it's a lot of people that play. Well,
I'm finna say this. You feel me? I'm finna say this. Do you feel like, all right, you know what I'm saying? What kind of car you got?
Mazzy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, if a bitch, are you pulling up on the Mazzy? You feel me? Off rip. Oh, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, so, you feel like they just, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, these hoes, like, they know they not gonna get no bread.
Don't do that.
What, hoes?
Don't do that. Because everybody not a hoe.
Everybody not, you know what I'm
saying? Some females.
I don't be looking at it like that. At the end of the day, you gotta just analyze the situation and understand, you know what I'm saying, what they getting. They gonna reveal their true colors after
Thank
a while.
You.
You feel me? You gonna know what's real, you feel me? Like, at the end of the day, you know, like I said before, I'll wait 4 months. But at the end of the day, you just got to understand who you waiting 4 months for. You can sit up there.
But you still going to be dropping it off to somebody else.
Oh, dropping it off.
For sure. But look, this is the thing, though. But, like, she ain't never supposed to know. She ain't never supposed to know. Because at the end of the day, I feel like it's selfish if you telling me not to be doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? And you out here telling me I got to wait. That's selfish. You feel me? But if I'm rocking with you and you know I'm rocking with you, then just understand, like, you know, this is a part of me. But whenever we get on that, you know what I'm saying, whenever we get to that point to where we having sex and you be like, I don't feel like you need to be having sex with nobody else because now we doing what we doing, then I'm going to respect that.
But what if she said that straight off? Like, straight off. We're here with these women.
That's selfish. That's selfish. How you going to tell me you don't want to give me nothing, you feel me, and expect me not to do nothing, and we not even together? That's selfish. That I would tell you that. I wouldn't tell you you can't do nothing.
Of course you're not.
Because she's not going to do it. Huh? But you know she's not going to do it because she's abstinent.
Okay. I mean, that's but at the end of the day, but I never said I was abstinent.
Hold on. Because that's the thing. You feel me? It's a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying? We finna flip the script.
Okay, flippy.
What is the longest that you done made a nigga wait to get some?
Let's see. From my first boyfriend in the sixth grade? Or you mean...
Wait.
Or what you mean?
You
like
talking about sixth grade?
Long term? I mean, like, after high school, after college, stuff like that?
What is the longest, like, amount of time that you done made somebody wait to have sex with you?
A year.
Ooh.
And you think...
No, sir.
He went popping nobody else?
I would hope he wasn't. All I can do is know that what I was doing was saying what I was true, and I wasn't doing nothing with nobody else. So I can only hope that he does the same in response, in respect. But so, if not, then, I mean, he do what he did, so clearly.
So you feel like he shouldn't have been doing nothing? Was y'all together, though?
The first couple months, we were, talking, chilling, hanging out, so and you then feel we like started dating.
So you feel like in the first couple months, he wasn't supposed to be doing nothing?
No, not if he wanted me. I didn't go after him. He wanted me. I didn't say, hey, you want to be with me? Let's do it.
My thing is this. It's a difference between hoes. It's a difference between women that you really feel like you can take a step with and be with.
My thing is,
if I know I'm trying to build with something that I could potentially build with, I probably might still drive it off. And you feel me?
Jet cut.
I got to get to, like, me personally. You feel me? I feel like if I ain't had nothing in a minute, I'd be backed up. You know what I'm saying? I'd be backed up. I'd be angry for no reason. You feel me? I'd be just having tears. I'd be having to go and let one out. You feel me? I'd be needing that. But once I get it out, then cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? We good. But that's the thing. You got to have an understanding with, you know what I'm saying, with, I guess, these hoes, as you would say. And then, you know what I'm saying, the woman that you feel like that you're going to take these steps with. Because at the end of the day, you feel me? You got to always respect the woman that's, you know what I'm saying, telling you that you got to wait for it. I'm going to respect that. I'm not finna sit up there and act like, you know what I'm saying, you wrong because you telling me I got to wait.
Yeah.
But, you feel me? But if she gonna give it to me, then, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take that until you ready. When you ready, you be like, all right, well, nah, I feel like you shouldn't be having sex with nobody else, you feel me, because now we having sex. And cool, I'm going to respect that.
I feel you. We Lux Live. I got my guy Jared Deforming.
What up?
We talking relationships.
You know what I'm saying? We in the building.
Relationships. So we've been talking about the sexual aspect. What are some of your pet peeves in relationships? What are the goods and the bads? What do you have to have? What just get on your last nerve?
So what you mean? Like, okay, like pet peeves, like going into the relationship or like
in the relationship?
Or like y'all already in the relationship. Y'all in it. Like y'all been in it for a while. Like y'all living together.
Living all that together. Like, what is it? Pet peeves, good things, bad things.
There's a million pet peeves that you can have with a female living with her.
A female living with her. It's a million and ten with y'all, right?
No. Men are, like, bro, like, men are simple. Females are complicated. You feel me? Like,
all right. I'm going to let you go.
You feel like females not complicated? You don't feel like you complicated?
I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
The whole period situation.
Please talk to me about a period that women have, a cycle. Please talk to me about that.
Yes, sir.
Please talk to me.
Bruh.
That you don't have, because you don't have it. You don't have none of the same organs that we have, but you want to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Men don't have period.
Y'all do. Y'all have emotional periods. Y'all have all type of mind games y'all play. It might not be a physical period as the blood is flowing, But y'all play. So let's go.
Anyway, we're going to get into this.
Okay.
You feel me? To me, like, I can't deal with, like, a female being grouchy. Like, oh, you feel God. Me? I can deal with it, but, like, at the same time, like, I'm not finna sit up here and, like, you know what I'm saying? Just try to, like, because I ain't a hoe ass nigga. Like, I'm not gonna sit, like, you feel me? Like, if you sit up here tripping because you on your cycle or whatever, like, I'm gonna tell you, like, hey, you need to chill out.
Okay.
It's too many hormones you gotta deal with, like, within the female, especially when she's on her cycle.
Okay.
That is a pet peeve. Like,
how is that a pet peeve? That comes with women. Like, you can't change that.
You can.
How? You birth. Couldn't change in a woman? It's going to come control. With the next one.
Birth control. Birth control.
Birth control.
Birth control.
You take birth control?
Who?
You.
For what? I don't have periods.
I personally feel like, you know what I'm saying, that when it's that time, you just got to understand, like.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, it's not irritating. I'm not saying that.
It's going
to
be.
You know what I'm saying? They don't be tripping. You feel me? But you just got to find a way to, you know what I'm saying, conduct yourself and be like, all right, you got it.
Thank you.
Know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, you feel me? Like, if I feel like it's no point, I'm going to just be like, all right, bet. Feel me? You got it.
And a
but
period see, not going to stop.
They hate that the most, though, when you just be like, all right, bet.
That is so irritating. That is so dry. Like, why?
Because, okay, like, why? Look, the average female will, like, go through, like, the actual stuff.
Okay.
You feel me? For what? Like, maybe, like, 2 to 4 days?
No, 7.
They go through a full 7 days?
7.
Of cramping
7.
And all of that?
7.
I think people different. I don't think y'all always
some people are different.
3, 5 to 7.
But 7 is the max.
You feel me? Like, I understand.
But you don't have them, so you don't know. So go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, look. Like, if a female is just, like, you know what I'm saying, like, aggravating as fuck, like, the whole time she's on her cycle, okay. Yeah, that's when I'm going to say something. But, like, if I see you in pain and like, you know what I'm saying, I mess with you, I'm not finna just, like, have you in pain. Like, baby, what you need? You feel me? Like, you need a heating pad. You need some Midol and a Snickers. Like, what you need?
But you chill out. But you can't need? Put a time limit on how she acts or how she responds to the pain. Because basically what you're saying is, okay, I got you the first couple of days, but after them four, no, you got to come on with it. That's basically what you're telling me.
Basically, yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Nah, how can you put much. A time limit on
like,
it?
I just feel like you got to understand, bro. You got to fight your battles right. You know what I'm saying? Women is very emotional. So it's just certain things you gotta understand. Like they gonna have their times where they very, you know, emotional and just want to vent and get off their chest whatever it is that they feel like you've been doing.
All right, look, first of all,
but
that's not the topic right now. You feel me?
We know
women emotional.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I can deal with a woman venting to me. It's the fact. Like, all right, I know you on your cycle, like, and I know you doing too much. You feel me?
Okay,
like,
so if you know she on her cycle, she gonna do too much. Just relax.
That will come with it.
What you mean?
Just if you know that around that time that she gonna be like that on her cycle, that's the time when you need to be either back up a little bit, kind of be a little bit more comforting, or if you don't want to deal with it, just don't deal with it. But trust me, she won't deal with you.
Like, I feel like you just got to understand, bro. Like. You gotta understand your battles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When she on a period or you feel like she's just being excessive, you got it, love. Like, you got it. Like, I don't want to argue, you right? You
if y'all
right.
together.
Because at the end of the day, you right. You feel hey, me? Because at the end of the day, you right, bro.
You kept.
How?
So, like.
Man, at the end of the day, you right, bro. To anyway. A certain degree. Right. To a certain, because right, at the end of the day, like, right, let's be real. Nah, let's be real. Like, you say I'm kept. Let's keep it a stack. You tripping. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just move around from you. They hate that the worst. I'm telling you.
So you going to make it worse?
If you don't know, but I'm exactly. just saying. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. It ain't nothing you can do. You in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Period. You in a lose-lose situation. She going to be mad at you regardless. It ain't nothing you can do to make it better. You could go up in there and be like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. What you need? You feel me? She going to feel like, you know what I'm saying? You're not even being genuine. She ain't going to go for that.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, you in a lose-lose situation. You might as well just understand, like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Let her be. Let her have her time. You feel me?
You grew up with a lot of women.
Then you come around. Nah, it's just nigga, over experience.
Don't count me out just because of the way I act towards a female up here.
At the end of the day, I mean, you know, my mama, you know, my grandma. But it ain't even that. It's just the fact that I just had a lot of experiences with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, you know what I'm saying? I just,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been around a lot of I've been around a lot of them, you feel me? I had to deal with a lot of different situations.
All right, stop flexing.
It's just the way you conduct yourself. It's just the way you conduct yourself. All right, stop flexing.
Anyway, but yeah, like another pet peeve is, like, of mine is, like, I hate when people squeeze, like, the middle of the toothpaste.
I'm a squeezer. I squeeze.
The middle?
I squeeze.
Not the bottom?
I squeeze in the middle. I just want it out. I just want to brush my teeth, dog.
The middle?
Yes.
The middle?
The middle. The middle. The middle.
Wow. I ain't gonna lie. I think I mix it up. Like, you feel me? I feel like the middle too squeezed, and I'm gonna start, like, you know what I'm saying, pushing from the bottom just to get it, you know what I'm saying, just to get it. I don't know. I hate that, bro.
Like, why are you squeezing the middle, bro? All you gotta do is push from the bottom. It's gonna come out. You feel me? If I walk into the bathroom, I see a big ass dent in the middle of the toothpaste, that shit is gonna irk me. Why are you squeezing the middle?
I mean, it's two type of people in this world. You know? Squeeze it from the middle, squeeze it from the bottom.
And that's all you can do. You can take it and love it or leave it. 19 days into the new year, what are y'all resolutions? What did y'all do? Have y'all started? What y'all been into?
I mean, I tried to, like, you know what I'm saying, just, like, slow down on drinking. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, okay. Going through a lot. You know,
okay. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I think a drinker, you know what I'm saying, just kind of heal it temporarily.
Okay. I think my New Year's resolution is, number one, be a great father.
Okay.
Feel me? Number two.
Respect.
Number two, be closer with God. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? Start going to church more. Understanding sure. That, you know what I'm saying? There ain't really no game out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Any given day, you could be gone. So, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the most important things. And for three, really just, you know what I'm saying, focus more on my craft. You know what I'm saying? Do more, you know what I'm saying, and be more about my craft. And then, you know, number four, you know what I'm saying, be a good friend. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the thing that people be missing nowadays, just really being a great friend to the people that's really your friends. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is,
most people be forgetting, like, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, oh, this person my friend, this person my friend. But no, like, I be trying to tell people, like, you know what I'm saying? My friends, bro, been my friends. My immediate group of friends been my friends since we was about, like, second grade. Okay. Second grade. Like, I'm telling you, and I got the same friends. Like, we not changing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is, being a great friend, not always being the yes man, like, thinking everything cool. Like, no.
You got to,
like,
be real with your friends.
Like, you can ask J-Hope. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm pressing my friends every day to be great, to be real better. Talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like sometimes I be... They look at me like, man, you always, you know what I'm saying, got something to say, you always being excessive. But it don't be that. It just be the fact that I want to see them do well. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see them succeed.
I work to be in a position I'm in, and I don't try to, like, hold that over nobody's head. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I work, but also God blessed me to be in my position. You know what I'm saying? He don't give this to everybody. So I don't, you know what I'm saying, just, you know what I'm saying, I'm not naive to that fact. But the thing is, it's just like, bro, I want my friends to be, you know, great. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day, if they slacking or if I feel like they not doing what they supposed to do, I'm going to tell them. Like, I'm not finna sit up there and be like, oh, it's cool. But see me, I'm going to press your button, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to press your button.
But that's what you got to do. Get them together.
I'm going to have you hot. But at the end of the day, I know when you go be by yourself and you really go back over everything I told you, you know I'm right.
It's
you
all
know
love.
I'm right. At the end of the day, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I don't mind admitting that I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? My bad, bro. I was, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have said that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you you're wrong. I'm going to tell you when you're right. I'm going to congratulate you, and I'm going to tell you when you're wrong, period. That's what a friend do. It's not always about being a yes man or going along with the situation. Right. You got to have boundaries, bro. You feel me? And that's what people be missing these days.
And I feel like in 2019, we all might need to work on that friend aspect. I know I definitely do. I know I need to check on my friends more often.
For sure.
That's the hardest thing, I think, because we all kind of go through different spaces in our life.
You, always keep, like, bro, like, keep that contact
with your people.
You feel me? Like, I feel like at any given moment.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Keeping contact is one thing, and also telling your friends you love them.
You love them.
You know what I'm saying? Yes,
you got to tell your friends you love them, because at the end of the day, you don't know who else tell them that. And if you really love them, then let them know that. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit up there and just... make it seem like, oh, we just friends. No, bro, I love you. I tell my partners, grown men, I love you, bro. You feel me? I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to. Like, you feel me? You don't
know. People didn't get that at home all the time.
You know what I'm saying? I love you, bro. You feel me? And I'm not finna take it back. I'm not finna sit up there and act like, you know what I'm saying, I'm too grown to tell my partner I love you, bro.
Yeah.
I want to see you do well. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not, I'm gonna tell you about your shit. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
And that's a great way to end our show. Like this has been an amazing time. It didn't even seem like we were having a show. Like we were just talking and having a conversation. Thank you so much, D, for coming
Thank you a lot, coming on the podcast.
For sure. You are definitely fam now.
I really appreciate y'all. I really appreciate y'all having me.
Shout out to the media block for letting us do this. You feel me? They got a great, nice, like, little setup. You feel me? Make sure y'all come check them out. L'Oreal, you can give them the address or number, whatever.
It's at the media block on Instagram. You can check them out. They have podcast rentals. They have studio sets. Everything you need to make sure that you can get done what you needed.
I ain't gonna lie, that really ended too fast.
I know, it feels short.
But like my thing is, you know what I'm saying, I really appreciate y'all having me, you know what I'm saying, sure. Anytime y'all wanna have me back, you know what I'm saying, the vibe was good, you know what I'm saying, I really appreciate y'all inviting me, so I'm welcome to come back at any time, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying? Just please invite me back.
Yes, definitely, you are coming back.
This was too short, I feel like, you know what I'm saying,
we got some more stuff to talk about.
For sure.
We definitely did it. I am your girl, L'Oreal.
It's your boy, J-Ho, a.k.a. Black.
You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, D-Forming. You know what I'm saying? I am D-Forming on Instagram. D underscore Forming on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't really worried about the Twitter.
Just everything else. All right, you were listening to Lux Live.